Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
720 WGN. Thanks for texting. We're talking about trust eroding in the Supreme Court. Here's a few of the sample text messages that just came through in the last 60 seconds. I'm a law student. The court has become politicized, and in many cases, their decisions have not been rooted in our common law system. It's dangerous. Another person said, Supreme Court, zero trust. It's become too political. That seems to be what most people feel. Our guest, Matt Lewandowski, did you feel that way? Is that why you authored this study? Were you concerned, or like everyone else, you had read that trust was eroding in the Supreme Court?
Well, we wanted to understand if that was true. And so I think when thinking about these things, it's helpful to give a little bit of historical context. So it's true that all institutions used to be more respected if we were to go back a generation. But even a few years ago, what made the Supreme Court unique was that it had maintained much of that trust, and that's no longer the case now. And so what we were able to do in our data was we had put a wave of it into the field just before the Dobbs decision was leaked, and then we went back right after the leak and again later that summer after the decision was issued. And what we showed was that relative to before the leak, that after the leak and after the decision, trust and the court's approval fell precipitously. But what really makes that unique is that almost all of that change was generated by Democrats and independents. So that marked another important change, that it used to be that Democrats and Republicans alike respected the court, but now it's much more likely to be the case that Republicans have basically stayed the same, but Democrats and independents are much less likely to do that. So it's not just that trust has fallen, it's that trust is also polarized by party.
Yes, absolutely. Another text just came in, and they said, I feel the reports of justices going on trips and accepting gifts cause me to feel a lack of trust, or is that just Clarence Thomas? I also feel that politicians have worked harder to find partisan judges rather than bipartisan or fair judges. Overturning Roe v. Wade just stinks to high hell, according to that texter. But the gift giving and the reports that have been validated are so unsettling, because sometimes I do feel like I'm looking at politicians in robes as opposed to someone who is there to judge fairly. Was that a big issue for people as well?
It's not one we asked about specifically, but it's something that comes up when we give people the chance to write in comments at the end of the study. And I think it points to the same set of concerns that for the court to function well in our system, it needs to be seen as being, in a way, above politics, just, you know, neutrally dispensing the law. But if, you know, there are these sorts of concerns about people perhaps accepting gifts from one side or the other, that raises a lot of concerns. And it fits with a broader pattern that when the court kind of veers away and does things like that, you often see calls to restrict the court or curb its power, which is sort of what we're seeing at this moment.
The study we're talking about was published earlier this month in the journal Science Advances, and it noted that for decades, people on both sides of the political aisle tended to put the Supreme Court on a special pedestal. You know, we trusted them to make decisions fairly on the basis of law and precedent. And trust in many institutions is waning, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
But more so in the Supreme Court, or more so in other branches of government?
I think what's different is that the court used to not look like the president in Congress. So if we were to look at trust in these institutions comparatively, for a long time, the court was the one that had stayed as a highly trusted institution, but Congress especially had fallen, as had the presidency. But now the court looks more like those other institutions where people have much lower levels of trust. And that's especially damaging for the court because in the, you know, the famous words from the Federalist Papers, it has neither the power of the purse nor the power of the sword, right? That all the court has is its sort of moral standing and its legitimacy to get people to obey its decisions. But if it doesn't have that, then we really are in a difficult place where we are likely to see calls, as we are seeing now, for limits and constraints to be put on the court's power and independence.
I was reading an article, I think it was last July, AP did it, the Associated Press, and they had obtained tens of thousands of pages of emails and other documents, which revealed that public colleges and universities use visits by justices as opportunities to generate donations. So they put some of their big influential donors in the same room with justices who just happen to be speaking at the university. And of course, some of those donors are behind industries who have had interest before the court. Is it because we're more aware because of studies like this, maybe more aware generally because of media and social media, that our trust in the Supreme Court is going away? Or I guess it's not your decision to make whether there is a clear foundation that they don't deserve our trust.
I think I would say that it shows us the importance of not just being independent, but also making it clear that you are independent by not doing things like that. Even if nothing untoward happens, it creates the impression of impropriety, and that even that can get institutions into trouble.
And they don't seem to care. I mean, we don't see them policing themselves in a fashion that we would police them.
Well, I think if you see some of the remarks from especially Justice Roberts, we see them maybe trying to do some of this, but if we were to look back at the historical record, what we would find that it is precisely these sorts of moments when Congress or the president tends to come in and call for stricter reforms. And, you know, at some level, if the court maybe doesn't do some course correction, that may well be, in fact, I would say that's likely to be what will happen here.
And Matt, where can people go read the results of your study?
You can download it for free from Science Advances or from my website at the University of Pennsylvania.
Thank you so much for joining us.
No problem. Thanks, and have a great day.
You too. Steve's news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom is coming up next on 720 WGN.